And it's good. I said this for a while, Father.
Well, thank you. We receive free flow of the supernatural. We have encounters. We are changed. We are transformed. Amen. Glory to God. So we are looking at the things of the Spirit, what we share. And I said in this section we have pure Holy Ghost meetings. We just started. Hallelujah. We have more. Amen. This is the last section. I'm going to lay hands on us. Hallelujah. Your eyes will be opened. I know we share with us concerning the supernatural, the spiritual. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Hallelujah. Now, the word ignorant there is to be willfully ignorant. That means a believer can be willfully ignorant. Hallelujah. It is concerning spirituals. And I say to us that when you hear the word spirituals there, it is not dealing with anything far from who we are. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verses 4, it says, my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and power. Hallelujah. In verses 12, it says, now we receive not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know those things that have been freely given to us of God. Say, which things we speak not in the wisdom which man's, not in the words in which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. That is the second, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. He calls the believer spiritual. And he says we receive spiritual things. Hallelujah. He calls the believer spiritual. So the believer is spiritual because he has the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I say it again. The believer is spiritual because he has the Holy Ghost. So that means the things of the Spirit are home to you. Hope I hear me. The things, I have to go off my book a bit. The things of the Spirit are home to you. They are yours. But the problem is when you ask some people, what do they know about the Spirit? The only thing that comes to their mind is knowledge. What do you know about the Spirit? Anything they know is evil spirits. Spirits, what do you think that comes to their mind? Spirit beings. All they know about the Spirit is witches, wizard, Satan flying. What kind of nonsense is that? You don't know about, you don't know the fact that the things of the Spirit is home to you. The end of it, you are born in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Even if you're in this natural world, you are, the things of the Spirit are yours. Look at Hebrews chapter 12. It says, we have come to Mount Zion. It is the city of the living God. Hallelujah. It says, we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. The word heavenly there is the word spiritual. We have come to the spiritual. Hallelujah. Because it also said that they said, we have come to the Spirit of just men made perfect. So we are in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We are in the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 3, Paul will tell the church at Galatia, he said, having begun in the Spirit, meaning to be born again is to begin in the Spirit. So when you talk about spiritual, it's not far from you. Hope you hear me. It's not far from you. Many times, you know, too many, just like people trying to learn another language, the first thing they learn is bad things. Spiritual, you're learning bad side of Spirit. In the night you are afraid, you see a cat, you are calling blood of Jesus. You see this, you are doing blood of Jesus. You see a lion, you are calling blood of Jesus. Because you think, all you think is witches and wizards. No! Hallelujah. Amen. Let me shock you. In the realms of the Spirit, you are seated far above. Principalities and powers. So you shouldn't be afraid of the devil. Oh! The devil is afraid of you. Hallelujah. So one thing you should know about when it comes to the Spirit is not to know the negative part. You know that you are home in the Spirit. This is who you are. We are in the Father's house. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. Glory to God. I guess I can express myself now since I'm having my collar mic on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Now if we concern the spiritual, let's go into the I wouldn't want you to be ignorant. So I went ahead to look at the diversity of gifts. The gift of the Spirit. I would say the gift of the Spirit is not talent. One of the people that I say, what do you know about the gift of the Spirit? You say, I know how to interpret dreams. That's not gift of the Spirit. What is the gift of the Spirit? You say, I know how to play ball. How? What about those that play gambling?
They know how to play dice. They'll be getting 666. You play dice, you get one. And they will chop your money. Is that a talent? Amen. Glory to God. If you watch American Got Talent, you know that if it comes to talent, there are people that are not born again that have talent. But I said to us, talent is developed over time. But the gift of the Spirit are given to us in the new birth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear some people say some musicians are born singers. No, there's nothing like that. Say they were born with the gift of singing. There's nothing like gift of singing. Every Christian, every man, whether born again or not born again, have the ability to sing. The difference between you and a very good singer is the fact that the singer trained his voice, but you didn't. I gave myself as an example. My brother, elder brother, can still sing alto and soprano that some sisters can't sing. But me, even that, I don't even have tenor. Put me there, you will regret. Put me in alto, I will sing my village song. Put me soprano, hobo, I will be going off and on, like Nigerian Nepal. Amen? Different family, different brother, but different voices. While he was eating alligator pepper and trying to train his voice, I was busy drinking cold water. If you give me hot drink today, I'll throw it at you. I drink cold things. He doesn't. Hallelujah, and his voice is good. Look at my voice. Give me alligator pepper. Just a few days, coming out from the office, someone gave me bitter cola to eat. Ah! When I tasted it, I threw everything. I said, bitter what? Give me Cialis, give me coke. No shaking. Open your blood sugar, lemon, and then leave that one. We'll get to that point, we'll give me this. God the Holy Ghost, give me drink. Amen? So it's just how you train yourself. Some people call mercy blessings of all time. I believe we're not doing it. But let's not go into the argument. The same way I believe the best thing in the world is Chelsea. Uh-huh. If you don't believe it, go hang yourself. Yeah. Chelsea is the best thing. So if you don't believe that, just don't worry. Let's not argue. Please. But it is the best thing. Hallelujah. But you know what you call Ronaldo, Messi, the best? That somebody said they have in gift. That's their gift from God. How? I said, let Ronaldo come and do my own. When I was small, they took Messi at a very tender age to go and learn football. That period, I would get paint rubber, the cover, and I would use hanger to form what we call gere gere. I can, my own will not fall. And I'm good at it. I would drive from here to Abuja, and it won't fall. I'm not making out. When the father took me to three home, my father gave me this gift. And I'm good at it. So, let's know now. Can he ride tire? There's a good empire. We will not draw a tire like this. We will go straight. Yeah. If that was supposed to be a sport, if riding tire was a sport, Chelsea would be signing. I will be the best. You think it's a joke? With millions. Because believe in God. But God wanted to do with the gifts of the Spirit. So we looked at the gifts of the Spirit. Now verse 4 said there are diversities of gifts. When you use the word diversity, I told you it's diaresis in the Greek. It means the same. Different of the same. Hallelujah. Like a set in a super set. A set in a universal set. Hallelujah. Different set in a universal set. So all the sets will be found in the universal set. So he's saying there that all the gifts will be found in the Spirit. And where is the Spirit? The Spirit is in the believer. So where would you have all the gifts? In the believer. Did you see that? All the gifts is in the believer. I said the day I knew this thing, all my tarrying ended. I waited, I cried. All everything ended. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And they're all in the Spirit of God. And he said in verse 11, what we saw, as he will. As he will is not as God will, but as you will. Glory to God. As you will. So he went ahead to now say in verse 7, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone. Everyone means every believer. To profit without. To profit. The profit there is not to make money. Profit there is for our common good. don't understand that. That alone changes my life. Rather than me using the gift of the Spirit to roast people's head and to make money. Some people use it to make money. The sons of the man of God. Bring your money. No. It's for our profit. It is for our common good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The day you know that you too can flow with the Spirit. You know we flowed in the Spirit by singing, right? We flowed in the Spirit by joy, right? Hallelujah. Joy is how we flow in the Spirit. We saw it yesterday. Also, we can flow with the gift of the Spirit. We can. You can have miracles in your meetings. You can flow with the gift of interpretation of tongues. Some of the, I don't know how to interpret tongues. Nobody's going to teach you, but you've got it in the Spirit. Hallelujah. So we looked at it, verses 8, it says for to one. And we thought that one, for to one doesn't mean to one person. No. I know some translation put it for to one person. That is wrong translation. Hallelujah. For a while now, I've been in the company of Bible translators, people that translate Bible. A few people, just a few, a small section. And then we'll get to talk about translation and interpretation of scriptures. And one thing you should come to understand is the fact that many times, though I appreciate the work of translation, because it's not easy. Hallelujah, it's not easy to translate scriptures. But when the word used there as to one is not as you put it as to one person. That is the word in the Greek, men. M-E-N, pronounced M-E-H-N, men. Now, the way it is used is used for a faculty. Hallelujah. So it means that the gift of the Spirit, the nine of them, there are nine gifts of the Spirit, no more than nine. And the gift of the Spirit is different from talents. When he says the master gave talents, 1, 5, 1, 3, the last one. That word talent there is not talent of singing. And I know some people use it, say, where is your talent? Don't you use it? Is it to praise God? No. First of all, that is a parable by Jesus. And that parable didn't say it was God. He said a master gave his servant. What are you talking about, God? Now, when you use the word three talents there, listen, five talents. Talent there in the Greek is what talenton, used for a unit of currency. So it's like saying $5, like saying $500. So the talent there is money, currency. So remember the one that went to hide his own under the earth. Are you hiding your talent? There's a difference between motivation and the gospel. Don't, you know, motivation will make a goat think he can beat a lion. Face of the air! Motivation. It's not the gospel. How sweet it is. Motivation can ginger you. You want to smoke a goat till you die. Not motivation. But that is not the gospel. It looks like it, but it's not the gospel. So, that's why I'm taking my time to explain it to you. Now, when you use the word talent there, you say, now, look at that guy that had one. The master said, you should have taking the money, rather than putting it into the earth, that is, he went to hide it, dig the ground and put it. Said you should have taken it and given it to money doubler. Money doubler, he used the word money doubler to make you know that that was money. Giving it to money doubler, that is, they give, put it in Ponzi. When he pulls this case this time yesterday, so that at least if you lose, you lose. You know that you lost the money. Amen? Yeah. Hey, and I put it in South also, put it in bank, anywhere. If you make the money, you make it. If you lose it, it is gone. Let's know you actually did something. Others invested it and they use that money. But you went to hide your own. He said no. Since you are giving it to money to black. Amen. Let us double it. Amen. Can you hear? So if God wants you to do this, why not give this hidden gift? No. That is talent money. Amen. So if I give you money, I say, use this. You want to go and get that grass? I'll be angry. Because what do you need to make money? If you don't make love, now say, what do you need to do? I use it into a Ponzi scheme and I lost it. I understand you made a mistake. Than being greedy and hiding it under the earth. Hallelujah. So God wants to do talent. Hallelujah. But when it comes to the gift of the Spirit, hallelujah, the Bible says with God there is no partiality. God doesn't give you a gift in partial form. No, He gives it free. He gives it freely. So all the gifts have been freely given to us. Like I said, when you use the word to one, it doesn't mean to one person. It means to all. Because it has become a faculty in all of us. Hallelujah. The gift of the Spirit is a faculty in us. All of it, the nine of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says to one the word of wisdom, to another what? Verse 8. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. So the another there is all. God is a faculty. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the selling of Spirit. To another the baptism of tongues. To another interpretation of tongues. And say all this work at one and same Spirit. Dividing to every man as he wills. And we look at the word as he wills there. Not to be, give me that. Not to be as God wills. Right? As he wills there is not as God wills. But as you will, hallelujah, as you will, not as God will. So we saw it in Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 verse 34. Who is this man that will? So according to how you ye have need of it, glory to God. Verse 11, everybody, quickly. But all this worketh that one and selfsame Spirit. Did you see that? Dividing to every man. So you have given to every man, hallelujah. To have the gift of the Spirit. I have the gift of the Spirit. Okay, that said, a dear man of God that I know, Pastor Kenneth E. Hagin and Pastor Freddie Casey Price, divided these nine gifts of the Spirit into three. We have the utterance gift, the revelation gift, and the power gift. Utterance, revelation, and power gift. It has been divided into three. Utterance, and it's not hard for you to see. We have nine of them. Now the utterance gifts are the gifts that speak. Speaking gifts. We have tongues, interpretation of tongues and prophecy. It's in your Bible. Tongues, interpretation of tongues and prophecy. They are speaking. You speak. Hallelujah. Tongues, interpretation of tongues and prophecy. Then we have the revelation gift. The gift that reveals things. They reveal. Revelation gift. Now, the revelation gift will have the word of wisdom. Word of wisdom means to speak about the future. Hallelujah. From God's all-knowing wisdom, you have a word from God's all-knowing wisdom to talk about what will happen. So you are granted that in the gift of the Spirit that we all have. Hallelujah. We all have it. But many times we don't know we have it. Many times we don't know. But we do have it. Hallelujah. The other one is the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge speaks of events that is happening or event that has happened. We have Jesus flowing the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. He met a woman at the well in John chapter 5. And he said to her, most times when you use the word, you talk about the word of knowledge, it comes with sometimes query. You query something. He just told the woman, he said, go and call me your husband. And the woman said, I have no husband. And you know, you can say, Jesus missed it. No. Jesus knew what he was saying. They go, come here and say, I have no other. Man of God. He made a mistake with me. He said, I know. He said, you spoke well, you have no husband. But because you have, how many? You have five husbands. Well, they say, yes. The woman said, I perceive you're a man of God. Isn't it that? Because you told me all that I have. All about me. So she went into Samaria and told everybody, come and hear the man who told me everything about me. This is the, how did Jesus know? That is the word of knowledge. Hallelujah. Most times, remember it's of the prophet of all. Hallelujah. You're going to see that it's of the prophet of all. So many times people miss that. People miss that. Hallelujah. People miss that. So the word of knowledge is to talk about what is happening or what has happened. Now it's not to make a show. Like I said, we have a teaching on that. I actually reviewed that. We have a teaching on in the Spirit by the Lord concerning spirituals. That's like an eight track teaching of 1 hour, 20 minutes each. So then we have pneumaticals one, series one, about 14 tracks, series two, about 5 tracks, and series three, about 11 tracks. And everything I'm saying here, I discussed it and I taught it precept by precept. I took my time to teach it. Hallelujah. Amen. I painstakingly took my time and I
explain everything I'm saying there to me in that teaching. So for clarity, you can also pick that teaching and listen to it.
Hallelujah.
So, and that's where I'm teaching from. I just took some piece of it to teach you.
Amen.
So, where am I? Okay, so many times people will now use it and understand and say they are prophets. Where they are, we're going to see that. Why I'm not demeaning that office of the prophet, I'm also telling you it's not a place where you showcase people's weakness. Hallelujah. Like I said to you, I've done that several times. Horrible. Come. I remember when it was 2006, we were having a program in church. We just started church then, 2006. So one of the early days we were having a meeting. So I called some people openly and I was giving them, no, I called for a case. I explained it. So the person didn't come out. I told them I'm not lying. This person is here. And I don't know the person, but I called the case. Everybody was quiet. I thought I'm going to point the person. In a meeting like this. And I called the person, hey, it is you. Am I lying? The person started crying. And I said, yeah, it is me. I said, why didn't you come out? See, I was ashamed. I didn't understand the import of that until years after. You don't do that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You don't do that. You don't do that. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, most times when you have a word of knowledge, what you do is to wait for the instruction so that you don't embarrass the person, because the person should be edified.
Yes, sir.
Hope you're hearing me. People should be edified. But it took me a whole long time to understand that. Glory to God. And the last, when it comes to revelation gift, is discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits is the ability for you to discern spirits. Hallelujah. The ability for God to discern spirits. That is of God. And that which is not of God. You have that ability. Hallelujah. We're going to, like I said, I explain it all in that series. We also have the power gifts. Yes, we now chose the last one, the power gifts. And you'll see the reason why we divided it down. The power gifts. The power gifts is the gift that gives. They cause a change in the X-ray. Hallelujah. You have the gift of faith. The workings of miracles. Hallelujah. And the gift of healing. The gift. The workings of miracles. You see, they give something. Something is done. Hallelujah. It's called a power gift. Power is at work. Cool. And something happens. Glory to God. Now quickly. I've explained that. So that will help us in verses 31. Quickly. I'm in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31. Who's that? Verse 31. Now, it says there, but covet earnestly the best gifts. Yet I show you a more excellent way. He says, covet earnestly. Covet earnestly the best gifts. So, what is it that there's a gift that is the best gift? No. What is Paul saying? When you use the word best gift there, first of all, you use the word covet earnestly. That word covet earnestly is the word to desire. Hallelujah. It's the word in the Greek zero. Like to burn earnestly. To desire earnestly the best gift. So the desire means how the gift of God can be in operation in your life is by you desiring it. Hallelujah. How do you desire it? Your words. I function in tongues and interpretation of tongues. I flow with the gift of the word of knowledge. I flow with the word of wisdom. I flow with prophecy. Amen? You are earnestly desiring to flow in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I say the best gift. So what he uses, when he uses the word best gift there, that is actually relative. How? Among believers, when we gather together, the best gift is the utterance gift. It's relative. Hallelujah. And that is why when you get into the epistles, you see that there is no much concentration on power gifts, but rather on utterance gifts, because the epistles deal with believers. So among believers, the best gift is the utterance gift, tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. I hope you're following me now. When you come to an unbeliever, what is the best gift? The power gift. Something that happens. Boom. Get to the book of Acts. They will do miracles. People will gather. 3,000 will get saved.
5,000 objectives. Hallelujah. That is target. Amen. That is why miracles are not for show. Woo! Look at what I showed you. Luke 10:17 yesterday. They came back saying, Master, the demons have spoken to us in your name. They were happy. And Jesus said, no. No. In this we just saw that demons are subject to you. But that your name is written in the book of heaven. I mean that your name is written in heaven. Did you see that? You don't withdraw because demons are subject to you. Some people when they just do miracles, bam, say, bring camera. Oh yeah, Facebook Live, Facebook Live. What's your name? Oh, thank you, Jesus. You are you. Tell us about the problem. You begin to explain. You are doing Facebook Live. What's wrong with you? The miracles, did you see them do like that in the book of Acts? Miracles happen. People are gathering. I remember one time like that. I have also been in that shoe, and that is why I'm telling you. And I allowed an opportunity to sleep. When there's a miracle, it's not for you to feel yourself. No, it's for you to win soul. That's why the best gift amongst unbelievers. When you do miracle today, if you go out now and do a miracle, and someone who is crippled begin to walk, you know people around there will gather. The wrong thing for you to do is to do Facebook Live. What is your name? Since when? When you were small? Whoa! Somebody come with Jesus! Ah! Oh! Best pastor in town! Nonsense! Nonsense! You are in for the fame! No! We're in for the fame! Hallelujah! When people gather, it's for you to win souls. Be kingdom conscious. What are you hearing me? Amen! Look at the book of Acts. That was what they did. In Acts 3, the guy at the gate called beautiful God healed. People gathered and they preached Jesus. They preached Jesus. The Bible says by Acts of Apostles chapter 5, they accused them that they filled the whole town with the doctrine of Jesus. Because as they do miracles, people will gather and preach Jesus. Everywhere Jesus. Everywhere Jesus. Everywhere Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how to do it. Hallelujah. I remember one time like that. I came up from school. I was in my first year. Yeah, I came up from school. I was in Lagos, and they came to meet me. That there was one guy who was burning himself with fire. He would carry fire. Eh? I was burning himself. He said they took him to the hospital. They gave him drip and they discharged him. That he was better. But later in the evening, he started burning himself again with fire. Ah! When they came to tell me at home, I was like, fire. That is the devil now. You don't need anything. He said, devil. He said, the mother don't have the sense again. So let's go to the hospital. So I went in there and came, man of God. Let's go in there. Let's see. Bring him there. And they brought him. And I laid hands on him. When I laid hands on him, be healed. I laid hands on him. The guy now got healed. Now asked. The guy asked openly, what am I doing here? What happened? Jonathan, that's what the guy asked. What happened? What am I doing here? And I said, he's healed. Amen. The doctors were surprised. The nurses, everybody gathered. Everybody gathered. The whole place was filled up. You know, that was an opportunity for me to preach. But nothing. I just told them, I'm the man of God. I just showed as I'm the man of God. Everyone like, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. The man was asking, what am I doing here? And I said, you're healed already. Because it was a demon. Hallelujah. Then I said, I'm a man of God. See, from that day, if I'm entering the hospital, whether it's this isn't time or not this isn't time, they just allow me in. But did I win souls? That was an opportunity. But I just left. When you got that, I said, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Let's go, man of God. Nonsense. Hey. Nonsense. I won't do that today. I people that know me. I won't do it. Hallelujah. If you see our recordings, live recordings online, is after much struggle and this big head here, they always forces me, let's do online streaming. Look at me here. He's not left for me. I don't need it. You need the fame. Come on. Hallelujah. If fame comes, it comes, but I'm not in for it. It's to teach God's children God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just to teach God's children God's word. And that is all. So when you do miracles, so that's what the power gift is for. Something happens, but people are looking. They start to preach. lose that opportunity. Don't lose that moment. That is the moment to preach Jesus. Hallelujah. But I'm not believer. The best gift is the utterance gift. Let's look at the utterance gift. So that was why, in Luke chapter 13, Paul began the closing of the utterance gift. Amen. He said, though I speak in tongues of men and of angels, and I have no chant, I become like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So it's now closing of the utterance gift, verse chapter 14. But I'm still within time. Hallelujah. Chapter 14, verse 1. People who after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in tongues, the word unknown there is italicized. Unknown tongues, as people will call it. No, it's not unknown. It's known to the believers. Hallelujah. He that speaketh in tongues. Hallelujah. I guess I have to hold my Bible now, that I don't miss it. He that speaketh in tongues, speaketh not unto men. Watch it. Speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. How is in the spirit? He speaks mysteries. Hallelujah. He speaks mysteries. He that prophesied speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. Hallelujah. He that speaketh in tongues edifies himself. He that prophesies edifies the church. Look at what he's doing. He said, he that speaks in tongues edifies himself. He that prophesies edifies the church. Hallelujah. Now, I've heard some people say this. They say, hey, it's not good to speak in tongues in church. And when you speak in tongues in church, Paul said, it's not good that it's tongues edify yourself. Prophecy edifies the church. We're going to see that. Hallelujah. Look at verse 5. Glory to God. And then I would that you all speak with tongues, right? He said, did you see? Paul didn't say you shouldn't speak in tongues. He said, I would. I want you all to speak in tongues. Right? But rather that ye prophesied. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaks with tongues, except interpret. And the church may receive edification. Stop. Now these are people call me and say, ah, prophecy is greater than tongues. No, that's not what Paul is doing. Amen. Let's get into the Greek words and let's see what he's talking about. Hallelujah. Let's see that a bit. Maybe 5. Hey, first of all, I want you all to speak in tongues, but rather, right, than ye prophesy. Now, when you use the word greater there is the word that deals with the word megas. It means a wider reach. He's not saying prophecy is greater than tongues, no. He's saying prophecy, he has told you, he that prophesied speaketh unto the church. He that speaketh in tongues speaketh, I mean, edifies himself. He that prophesied edifies the church. Now he now say greater is prophecy than tongues. Now the word greater there is the word megas. Megas means a reach. Amen. So that means he's saying he that prophesies has a greater reach than he that speaks in tongues. Did you see that? Did you see that? Why? Because he that speaks in tongues edifies himself. He that prophesies edifies the church. He says, how be? You see, he didn't stop there. He said, how be? So, you must always see how scriptures do. Look at it. That he that prophesies in tongues, except he interprets. So that means tongues, watch it here. He's putting something, he said, if I just speak in tongues, alone, I have a lesser reach than the man that prophesies, except I now go further. To do what? To interpret. This is that unless he interprets. So that means the one that speaks in tongues can go further to interpret. Hallelujah. So what is Paul saying? Paul is saying tongues plus interpretation of tongues is equals to prophecy. Paul has divine prophecy for you. So prophecy is tongues and then you interpret. That's prophecy. Hallelujah. That's what Paul has done. So that means prophecy is when I speak in tongues and I give that interpretation. Hallelujah. Can I do it? I can. Why? Because these are faculties of the spirit in the believers. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. There are diversities of gifts. Hallelujah. The same, I mean different of the same order that will be found in the believer. So that means I can speak in tongues and then go further towards interpreting tongues. It says, how can the man in verses, I guess that should be verse 15, who sits in the seat of who sitteth in the seat of the unleavened say amen at your giving of thanks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you see that? Glory to God. But that is the thing. He now says, I thank my God. I speak in tongues more than you all. So that means he wasn't talking down on tongues. He just said you can go further. Hallelujah. Verses 14. If I pray in an unknown tongues. Now, take away the unknown. If I pray in tongues, right? It is my spirit prays. Do you see that? But my understanding is unfruitful. This answers the question of a lot of people. See, if I'm speaking in tongues, I don't understand what I'm saying. There's no way you can. He says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man. Hallelujah! Are you not a man? So you understand and can't know what you're saying. Amen? Even you can't know what you're saying. Hallelujah! But they have deep in the spirit. He speaks mysteries unto God. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Verse 14. Verse 14. Say, if I pray in an unknown tongue, say, my spirit pray. Say, but my understanding is unfruitful. Say, what is it then? What is it then? Verse 16, say, I will pray with the spirit. Hallelujah. And I will pray with my understanding also. Hallelujah. What is the also? My understanding. So that means, when he says, I will pray with my understanding, not saying my own understanding. Say, I will pray with the understanding that comes. That means that I speak in tongues, there's an understanding that comes. Never forget, there's an understanding that comes. That is the interpretation. Hallelujah. You see, if believers will know this, you won't fall into troubles. If believers will know this several times, you won't fall into the snare of the devil. Amen. If believers will know this, you'll be jumping up and down looking for a man of God, prophesy. No, because you know, you can know what God is saying for the now. Just speak in tongues and speak out the interpretation. You know. Hallelujah. You know what the Spirit of God is saying. You know what the Spirit of God is saying to your fellowship, saying to your family, saying to your brother, saying to your sister, saying everywhere. You can know. Hallelujah. For our profit. For our common good. Our common good. Hallelujah. We can't fall into the snare of the devil. No. Hallelujah. I got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I got the Holy Ghost. You can know. You can know. No jumping over now. No moving from point A to point B. Looking for what? I have the Holy Ghost.
I have the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. You know what? Let me tell you something. If I don't know what the Spirit of God is saying, most of what I do is just to gather my pastors, gather believers, and then we'll just have a chat. Just that because I know they are born of the Spirit. I know they have the Holy Ghost. I want to know what God is saying, though. And I'll just hear them out. Somebody will just pray. And then I just allow them to talk. I know anything that comes out from them is what the Spirit of God is saying to me. You must know how to leverage on brothers and sisters you have. Leverage on the believers you have around you. Leverage on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rather than sitting down and watching Big Brother of Nigeria. What is it called? BBN. Watching. People that they ask who the first president is calling a messenger. And you are sitting and watching. You do not cry for your life. Yes, he's cack. He's only cack. He's cacky. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, you don't see that. You'll be watching it. Watching it. Someone's late. Okay. Yeah, this person there. This person. Some people can give those kind of useless gifts. Ha! Jesus. What are you watching? What are you watching? You have believers around. You don't know you're saying my life is not going forward. How will you go forward, Abba? How will you go forward? Ah! If I hold his hands, we'll pray. And I just go, speak to me. I'm not believing I'm a man of God. No! Ah! Speak to me, define me. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God! If Genesis is with Sammy Jeff, if they are together, what do you talk about? The worst thing to discuss is mine. No! Hallelujah! But you can discuss church is good. Hallelujah! Amen! Glory to God! They are discussing what? Thank you, devils. They are still there discussing devils. And you have the Holy Ghost. And after I don't watch the match, they lost. the boss of Nana Regina, or Nana Nana. What is happening in the world? How will you know what is happening? How will you know what the Spirit of God is saying? But that will bring it. But don't pray. You say, let's edify ourselves. Hallelujah. We know what we have. Let's edify ourselves. So we speak in tongues, we speak in tongues, and then we give out words of interpretation. Automatically, I know what the Spirit of God is saying. Hallelujah. How do you know we know? How do you think we know things? Then we just do that like this and just be flipped. No, we pray. Hallelujah. And when that prayer that comes in this, and we can never be wrong.
Never be wrong.
Never!
Yes,
God is never wrong.
Yes, God is never wrong.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is never wrong. Let God be true and every man and everything a liar. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. In verse 18, I thank my God. I speak in tongues more than you all. Yes, in the church. I ought to speak 5 words with more understanding. That I might teach others also than 10,000 words in tongues. Listen to that. You know the meaning of that. The man won't talk to you. I say, Barati, so say, pay for that, so get out of the king. You know what I say? Even like, you never know. Amen. But when I say that, and then I give you the intervention, you will know, right?
What is it?
Glory to God. Look at verses 23. I'm joking. But like I said, I have a series on this already. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, if the whole church come together, hallelujah, the whole church like we are, come together, see that, in the one place, and all speak with tongues, meaning we can come together and all speak in tongues.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Good.
The power of God is here.
Yes, sir.
We can come together and then we speak in tongues.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Normally at this point, I'll say let's speak in tongues, but just keep. Just keep. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I see many people will have the Spirit of God rest upon them this afternoon.
Amen.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. People will flow in supernatural utterance.
Amen.
Yeah. It's not a joke. And it might be wild. I'm prepared. I'm not ready to. I came all the way from Lagos, so I'm not going to let go of one single thing. Everything you get. Hallelujah. I'm not going to go back with one. Everything the Spirit of God has asked me to come and deposit here in Kaduna, that will cause a revival in this land. I will spread around Nigeria. I will do. I'm not going back. Hallelujah. I'm not going back with them. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Let's round up. Okay, so if the whole church come together in one place and all speak with tongues, that means we can all come together and speak in tongues. And they call in those who are unlearned. Now watch this. And unbelievers. We don't say you are mad. Stop. So that means when we speak in tongues, the things of the Spirit are foolishness to two class of people. One, the believers who are not taught. Two, unbelievers. Number one, unbelievers. So that means not knowing the word of God can make a believer act like an unbeliever. Both classify believers and unbelievers together that don't know the word of God. So that means if you all start speaking in tongues now, you know an unbeliever that is chatting, there's nobody knows that, what is happening there? You know, when you are just laughing, say, hey, yeah, they okay. I remember one time like that in school in SS3. I was years back. When there's a street, one of my friends, a friend of mine, his name is Tunde, another friend is Tunde, my closest friend is Tunde. So there's one other friend that is Tunde that doesn't speak in tongues. So he has been waiting, tarry like we were tarrying years back. So my friend has told you, we're going to lay hands on you. You speak in tongues. So we're in the street. So what happened there was that one day on a Wednesday, can't remember that day, was supposed to be a club day. So they were, we didn't go for club. But my guy, and I was not teaching him. These things that I'm showing today, was showing me. And was showing me, now he laid hands on me. This guy fell over the power of God. And began to speak in tongues. Then he shouted in tongues. I came back and looked at me and touched him. Oh, And that one too went under the power. Both of them on the floor.
Rolling.
They were just speaking in tongues. Everybody in class. Everybody in class ran away. Ah! They ran away. It just reminded me of when I was in Jesuto. I met one of my seat partners. He's a Roman Catholic guy. So I was speaking in tongues. I just started speaking in tongues. And the guy was saying, what I was saying is this. I said, don't worry. You see power. I just heard it. Let me move on. I heard it. I said, the power of God will rest on you tonight. Damn it today. So rest on you today. So rest on you today. 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 The next thing I saw was that his chair, or his chair started vibrating. Just shouting, everybody in class ran away. That was the day my name changed from smart to pastor in school. That was in just two. So then, that was my brother. In SS3, everybody ran out. Run! It was the principal of the school. I came to carry both of them, because that one was two tongues. Carry both of them, put them in the car. Give them coke. Give them coke and ice cream. And took them to their houses. Delivered them to their houses. Then they... No, later on that evening, somebody came to my place. I was telling me, look at what happened in school. Then I said, I heard the money needs of both of you. He said, ah, man, both of us will. I said, that's far. That means we'll get to school today, on Thursday. And we will do fire for fire. Then, okay, let's go to school. We go to school. We are going somewhere. Thank God. We got a plane again. That will be. Hallelujah. But when the unbelievers see that, they say, these guys are mad. That was what they thought was wrong with both of them. Then they were lost. Then these guys are lost. They ran away from class. Thank God it was not during class session. Everybody ran away. It can happen. So, they were, now, are there believers who were part of those people that ran away too?
Yes.
But why did they run away? Because they were not taught well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the things of the Spirit can be foolish to an unbeliever and also to a believer who is not taught. What are they doing? Something new. It's because, well, what are they doing? It's nonsense they are just saying. They don't know what they are saying. I don't know what they are saying. They are in some sister. I don't know what they are saying. Me, I just know the word. I just have God. That's the only thing that I know. Sharp, happy. You don't know anything. Don't know nothing. Nothing. Shimbai. You don't know. Hallelujah. It's not the word. You know this is of God. Hallelujah. Paul says, an unbeliever and an unlearned man will say they are, you are mad. Say not to be. Hallelujah. It's not to be. No one day like that, I was going back home from my first place and I was speaking in tongues. We did that in whole lot. Even till today, you can't catch me walking from here to that place and my mouth is not moving. How? I don't know. But my life, my mouth is not moving. Amen. I'll just be walking, I'll be thinking of what? And allow depression enter. How? You can't catch me, man. You can't catch me walking 100 meters and I'm not praying. How would you catch me? What am I thinking of? Life troubles. Life troubles will, it will come and it will still stay and go. It will come. What am I telling you? Life troubles will always come. Hallelujah. But our light affliction is light. Hallelujah. It will come and go. It's not a finish. It will come. Hallelujah! But beyond the problem, that's why you're born again. That's why you're wise. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Temptations will come. Ah, it will come. Those things will come. But you know what? You know what? Put God's word on your lips. Always. Hallelujah! I told you, that is God's character. In Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says the voice of God was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. God was talking. What do you think God was talking about? He said, he's calling himself, I'm the creator. I created the heavens and the earth. I'm God forevermore. I am that I am is my name. Yahweh is my name. You don't think so? Go and read the book of, go and read the whole of the book of Psalms. God talks about himself. Talk about himself. You think he said, if I don't praise God, nobody will praise God. Ah, sure. God will praise himself.
Yes,
God will say, I created the heavens and the earth. I am is my name. Hallelujah. Whenever you appear to the children to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you will call himself. Say, I am the God of the Father. What do you think God is mean? Say this. Don't be like him, yeah? See, Abraham and Eve just ate What are they going to believe? They were at that point, this is God and his creation. Now, Adam and Eve had done what is wrong. You know, God has said, hey,
if it's not my hand, don't scatter.
Right?
But God didn't.
He knew that everything. He knew that they know what is wrong. But what did he do?
I am that I am is my name. I know all things work for my good.
That is God. That is God. You always have a problem. Always have a problem.
You are always talking about your problem. But that is not finish you.
Hey,
no. In the midst of problems. Learn to lift your voice.
Yes,
learn to lift your voice.
Yes,
learn to lift your voice.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes, then get that trouble you are. I trust you are supposed to be down. No, I refuse to be down another day in my life.
Hallelujah.
I say that always. I refuse to be down another day in my life. No man, no woman, no peace, no economy can put me down. I refuse to stay down. I'm always up. I move up. Hallelujah. I'm above. I stay above.
Hallelujah!
Let them put the right words in your mouth.
Yeah.
And take note, things mustn't always be right before you put right words in your mouth. Irrespective.
Hallelujah.
24.
Okay.
So, unbelievers and unlearned, we don't say you are mad, but evil prophesy. So what is prophecy? Tongues and what? Did you get that? So let's do that. Evil prophesy. Now let's remove the prophesy and let's put tongues and interpretation. But it's all speaks in tongues and prophesy, right?
Yes, sir.
And they call him one that believeth not or an unlearned. He's convinced of all and is judged of all. Did you see that? And thoughts. Now this is flowing into something else. And thoughts are the secret of his heart made manifest. Now secret of his heart made manifest, that is revelation. Something is not being revealed. Right now, speaking in tongues and interpretation can lead you to what revelation gives. Something is not being revealed. The secret of his heart. That is the word of knowledge. Something is not being revealed. Did you see that? Something is not happening. Come on. You now start talking about things. From tongues and interpretation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Something is not being revealed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. 26 quickly. How big then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you have a sound. Did you see that? Have a doctrine. Have a tongue, have a revelation, have an interpretation. Did you see that? That means we can come together, all of us, and we'll have a sound. We'll have a doctrine, we'll have a tongue. Did you see that? We can come together and all speak in tongues. And we'll all have a revelation and have an interpretation. But it says something there. Let all things be done unto
edifying.
Edifying there is that chapter 12, verse 7, where I showed you. Profit of all, common good of everybody. Not to be shown to yourself, and the prophets. I want to show you I'm the prophet in it. I want to call 10 people. See, I can do that. I've done it 7. Meet my friends that are in school. I did it. I wrote 30 people's heads. I did it. But it's wrong. I want to show you I'm the prophet. I want to doubt the prophet. I remember one day, I was taking my bait in all these hostels. Before I went out of school hostel. I was in my bedroom, I was just praying in tongues. Somebody now said, look at you. I'll catch you in the night. You don't have any power. I said, you don't know you are talking to prophets. Maybe you cannot see my face, but I'm waiting for you in the spirit. Very funny. A lot of things. A lot of people were scared of me, but I won't do that today. Hallelujah. Now I'm frying people's head. Now I'm telling you, go and bring perfume. To do what? To do what? Say when you spray perfume, you do what? Give yourself brain now. Go and spray insecticide. How? That's not a God. Nonsense. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 See, come and sow seeds. Now you can tap off the anointing. Not only tap. Are you a pan, one tapper? I'm going to tap anointing. Which anointing are you tapping? Those are not from scriptures. I said that a whole lot. It's not from scriptures. God doesn't teach us that. The things of God are freely given to us. Hallelujah. Let me not go too deep. But I have those things in my teaching so you can get them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we can come together and prophesy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 27, if any man speak in tongues, let it be by two or at most by three. Hallelujah. So can you see we can separate ourselves into two and three? Hallelujah. And by course, let one interpret. So when you use the word one, remember I showed you one, the same name, is not one person, name, everybody, faculty, right? So that means we can all come together, speak in tongues, and everybody will interpret their tongues together. Together. Can something be revealed? Can I go into details of things in the past, things in the future? Can I? Hallelujah. Is it for a few people or for everybody? Thank you. Now look at what he calls you. Verses. Yeah. Verses 30. He says, but if anything be revealed to another that seated by, let the first word is peace. That is to say, that we cannot take turns. Right? This one gives a tongue, give an interpretation. Another person do. We can take turns. Look at verse 32. It says, and the spirit of the prophet. So he calls the one that gives, that speaks in tongues and interprets, a prophet. Isn't that a prophet? Glory to God. Tonight things will be revealed. Tonight things will be revealed. Tonight you will catch fire. I'm sure of that. You will catch fire. You will. I'm sure you will. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Are you with me? Okay, let me show you something quickly. Oh, glory. Jesus. So, it's just like Samuel and Saul. Saul came to meet Samuel. And Samuel told him that he should go, that he will see the guarantee of the prophet, saying he will come to them. And when he gets to them, that the Spirit of God will rest upon him and he will prophesy. Did you see that? He will prophesy. And did that happen to him? And he was turned into another man. Hallelujah. That is God. That is God. That is God. That is God. That is what we have in Christ. Glory to God. Say, I will be changed.
I will
be changed.
I will be changed.
Hold hands with people. With someone by your side. That will be changed.
Be
my life will never remain the same. My life will never remain the same. Hallelujah. Just pray in tongues. If you don't pray in tongues, the power of God will rest upon you this afternoon. I trust God for that. It's our own. Abba Kavada the Sikh Pala the Bibana Bada Bada. If you don't speak the tongues, just lift your right hand where you are. Just lift your right hand where you are. If you know you won't speak the tongues, join hands to someone. Everybody else speaks the tongues? But let's just move. You know you don't speak the tongues, let me see your head. Bada Kavada Sheda Bala the Sikh. Hallelujah. Divide this all into four. Right? Divide this all into four. So let's say two. Okay, one, two, three. You stay in charge here. Right? You take charge of one, two, here. You stay with the people behind. You stay with the people behind. So just stay within them. Hallelujah. You can stand up and then have a circle. So you're going to flow. Hallelujah. You're going to flow in tongues and interpretation. So you're going to lead them by the power of God. We're having different sections this afternoon. The power of God is here. Thank you. blow the cloud everywhere. Let's have that pressure, let's sprint on. So you're going to lead them. Everybody will take turns. But you will lead them. You will coordinate it. I will lead them. So I leave it all back to you, Pastor. One will cut a stair, and after which hands will be lead. I can call people on me and just cause something to happen there. So you can give them examples, you can flow. Jesus, you defend the road of my joy. All that good and perfect comes from you. You're the hand of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Oh, that good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that good and perfect comes from you. My contentment, hope for all I do. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, the center of my joy. You're the center of my joy, Jesus. You're the center of my joy. Oh, all that good and perfect comes from you. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All the good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. You're the center of my joy, Jesus. You're the center of my joy. You're the center of my joy. All the good and perfect comes from you. Of my contentment, hope for all I do. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, the center of my joy. Oh,
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. You're the center of my joy, Jesus. You're the center of my joy. Oh, Lord, it's good and perfect. Come for you. You're the heart of my contentment. Hopeful I do. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. You're the center of my joy, Jesus. You're the center of my joy. All the good and bad comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, the hope of all I do. Oh, Jesus. You're the center of my joy. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Oh, the good and bad comes from you. Of my contentment, hope for all I do. Oh, Jesus, you are the center. All that's good and perfect comes from you. Let's go. Manda katata le vele vizia. Oh, that good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. I'm confident of this very thing. I'm confident of this very thing. That He who has begun a good work in you, He shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm confident of this very thing. I'm confident of this very thing. I'm confident of this very thing. I'm confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you, He shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. 2 more minutes. I'm confident of this very thing. I'm confident of this very thing. That he who has begun a good work, not a good work, In you, we shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
He shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, that he you have begun a good work in you, he shall perform it until the day that he is dead. He shall perform it until the day. Everybody here close? But there are some people that are not close. Are they not close? Pastors don't do the talking, just direct. Pastors don't do the talking, direct. 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 Don't do the talking. To direct. Let them flow their way. They will get better. You can call fire there. We are going to do next time here. Come on, go there. Go there. Money will tell you beyond. Thank you. immediately.
Rabba, 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 r La 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 Lord,
Hallelujah. Say, I will never fall.
I will never fall.
Say, I will never fall.
I will never fall.
When people hear me talk like that, they think I'm bragging. But actually, I'm bragging in God, because I will never fall. Hallelujah. I will never fall. I will never fall. Never. And you will never fall. You have the power of God and walking. See, look at your head. The power of God is on you. Let me do a demonstration. Come. 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 See, the power of God is on your head. But you need to understand that fire is on your head. Glory to God. You might not be feeling more. Sometimes I feel the power of God as a burning fire. But that doesn't mean if I don't feel it, I don't have the power of God. That I've done more miracles without feeling the power, without feeling any fire. Or maybe that is like I'm standing right now, I feel the power of God like fire coming through. I know that. Hallelujah. Sometimes it comes like electric current. Hallelujah. But my hands is full of God's fire. The same with you, Lord, that you do.
Thank you. see? Are you sure? Now share in joy. Thank you for what you received. Just thank him.
That joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. We in the Holy Ghost, with the river of joy. In the Holy Ghost, with the river of joy. In the Holy Ghost, we're singing joy, 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 joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm full of joy, joy, joy.
the power of the Holy Ghost. Joy, overwhelming in our hearts. We will not substitute anything for the service of you. Not even our personal desires. Not even for material needs. Down the consequences of saying yes to you. Now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Are you full of glory? Are you full of glory? Come on, believe in the Holy Ghost! Hallelujah! His glory meeting 2024. Keep the fire burning. Hallelujah! At tomorrow's service, we'll meet here by 3 p.m.
Right. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Right? Continue from here tomorrow.
So please, ensure you drop your offering before you go to your first step to the pastor.
Thank you.